Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series, Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's the most important, bottom line, critical thing happening on this planet. Today on This Is Important,
Blake Anderson on this rooftop and his chubby little friend oiling, glistening his body up with oils.
I used to be notorious for IKEA boners.
Star Wars Jabba the Hutt porn video, it comes up very easily. Do not look at this.
Buckle up.
Who's that girl?
Hell yeah!
Na 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 na.
I love it.
Who's that girl?
Eve.
Ooh,
dude. She still is the best.
We're not gonna give Eve flowers, but she's still the best.
Never. Oh God, I love.
Is that Eve? Is that she's the one with the little tiger prints on her titties, right?
Yes.
Tiger claws
or paws?
They're paws.
Yeah, like
the
paw claws.
Yeah.
Well, no, a tiger print is the print of a tiger, like the stripes, right?
Oh, okay. I can see where that is confusing. Yeah.
I think a print is like a footprint, like a...
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay.
Like a paw print.
Yes, it is a paw print. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, would you call a tiger's print or is tiger stripes and a leopard's print?
Well, I thought we were talking Eve, dude. We dive deep into like
titty
the
tats.
Intricacies of. I was talking titty tats.
But this is interesting,
and I think maybe the best titty tats in the game. I can't think of a lot of other titty tats, just off the top of my head.
Oh, what about Birdman? Tats. Who's the white basketball player?
Well, Birdman was. Was Chris Anderson.
Chris Anderson, my uncle.
Yeah.
Chris Anderson. He's got some pretty good titties.
There's a lot of white basketball. Well, there's a handful of white basketball players, but.
But I'm saying specifically his titty tattoos, I'm sure.
What were his?
Well, he had the whole throat that said Freebird and then just went down below, and you got to wonder.
Yeah. Mm. I'm sure if there was just like an eagle's wings wrapped around his nipples or something.
Well, Rihanna. Mm. Rihanna's got the like whole Egyptian underboob thing.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so right? Excited!
I feel like Eve started the titty tat movement and then Rihanna finished it. She was like, and I see your titty tats and I one-up you with an underboob tat.
Yeah.
Because that's the best.
She's like, I've been everywhere, man. This is the best tattoo.
Yeah. The underboob is such a, that's a, what a prime real estate. Because when you see it, you're like, I'm not supposed to see this.
Oh, for sure.
The underboob tat?
I'm not supposed to see that.
Is there any dudes with underboob tats? I feel like that's a pretty strong move. Let's bring dude underboob tats.
Yeah.
I think you have to have an underboob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for
and
sure.
And most dudes don't. I feel.
But the underboob tattoo, it's usually like, you can see it in a bikini, right? It's not like literally under like a large breast that if you lift it up, it's like.
Do not.
It's like a person holding their finger to their lips like, shh.
You're not supposed to see No, that's tight.
I love tattoos that play off the parts of your body. Like when people make their belly button, like a dude, like showing his butthole and stuff. That shit I love.
That's what you love.
Yes. That is what I
can see that for you.
I do think if there's like someone has like an underboob tattoo that says like lucky you, you know, like if they're rocking back, like, you know, lucky you.
Lucky you.
If you've tied my titties behind my neck, you're in luck, baby.
But by the way, if you're a woman and doing that, that is perfectly fine. But also, like, your priorities are fucking, you're a fun person. You're like, we're doing
cool.
This.
You're cool.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
When I transition, first thing I'm doing.
Getting under boob tats?
You're thinking about it?
No. When I do.
Yeah, when you do.
But I'm not thinking about it right now. You've always thought about it. I have a full slate of things to do today, but like when I transition,
the second thing
I'm going to do is first thing is Chipotle, second thing is under boob tats, then breast implants.
Absolutely, dude.
I could see you transitioning and then finally being like a nationally ranked swimmer.
Oh, I mean, I could definitely get back in the game.
If you today became a woman, suddenly you could do it overnight.
Right.
Would tomorrow you be an elite? Because I know like you run and stuff and you like, could you be an elite athlete or no?
Let's set the table here. Let's set the table.
Okay.
If I trained for, let's say 6 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you need 6 months of training.
Yeah. Six months of training just because I'm 42 now. Yeah. It's been a while, but if I get back in
there. Is it your age group? Because maybe it's your age group.
Oh, no. I'm saying like elite, like.
Like just period.
Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, so shit. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. If I could get down to like a 21, 22, like I'm valuable on a team. I'm not winning an NCAA.
And what is that? Like waist size or what? What is a 21, 22?
No, sorry. That's like in the 50 free, 21 seconds. Like I think.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's broken 21 on the female side for yards. I definitely could not hang with any of these women now in the 200. They're fucking throwing down. The Katie Ledeckis of the world.
Is that an American?
The Sandpiper aquatic team has five youngsters that are just kicking ass right now.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Nevada.
And you can name all the children's names. Do you have them off?
I can't. But these children, they're swimming like damn women now. They do have like four teenagers that are like the best swimmers in the country now or close.
It's science.
The talkies, man.
And I know these are children. So these are grown children. So these aren't the babies that Kyle may or may not be eating. Since he isn't on the pod.
No, he would chew them up and spit them out. They're not good for him.
They're too old. They're too old for Kyle to be eating.
These are developed.
But yeah, I think I could. But then you get on the what is it, the estrogen or whatever, and then you do lose muscle mass. So at one point I would just become a flabby old woman, you know.
But I'd be
myself at least, you know. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like I wouldn't.
I just think it's so easy to do now.
I wouldn't.
It's cool.
Yeah, you can really just up and decide and then, you know, flip a switch, baby.
Naked grandma!
Is that what you call my dick?
I feel like I wouldn't be any better. They'd be like, yeah, you're also not very athletic as a woman.
Mm-hmm. Damn. But what would your sport be?
Yeah. Cross-country skiing.
Well, no, since I've had two hip surgeries this year, I would have said like hacky sack. Like I feel like I could be pretty elite in a hacky sack setting. But now these hips, they don't lie. They do not lie.
No, they never have.
I think hacky sack might be one of the sports where men don't have an outstanding advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Adam, I know what you could be really good at.
What's that?
Sucking his dick. Blake.
The ultimate slap. The slap competition.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's all core.
Oh, sure. And if I go the female route. Yes. But, dude, I don't know, dude. You've seen some of these chicks.
Smack the
like,
fuck
my
out
dream,
of each other.
I've said a million times, my dream body is a female.
My dream is to slap women without repercussions.
Slap women legally.
Yeah.
No, my dream body is... that's the perfect edit. That's what they're going to use to cancel me with.
Yeah.
My dream is to slap women legally. No, my dream is to have a female CrossFitter's body.
Sure, yes.
The ultimate bod.
Underneath you? Yeah. I feel like you'd be really good at the the new fighting thing you see on the internet where like two people are just chained to a table, like one hand is on the table.
Yeah.
And then you just have to like fight the other person with the other hand.
Yeah, I feel like I could be okay. I could take hits. I know I could just get beaten to death and still keep coming back.
I learned that at a young age that I could take,
yeah.
I could take some smacks.
Yeah.
This is going to be an episode of mostly about your childhood, Adam.
Yeah, I know I could just continuously get hit in the head and be a-okay.
What is up with those like new fighting competitions? Like I saw one where you're both in like a phone booth. Then they have one where you fight in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you know what it is? Do you remember the movie Idiocracy and how the end of the world and we're all just fucking total morons?
Mm-hmm. You are so dumb.
Well, that's where we're at.
Yeah,
we are 15 years away from literally not watering the plants and just putting Gatorade on everything, much like the movie.
Like, I don't want to sound old, but like the smartphones have killed us.
I don't want to sound old.
They've killed us.
You're a stupid dumbass.
They've just killed us. Like, the reason we watch that is because if you see like a boxing highlight, you might click on it. If you see two people fighting in a phone booth, you're watching it.
Yeah.
So they're just looking for the most ridiculous shit that you're going to click on and keep clicking.
Oh, yeah.
Well, by the way, I'm watching it.
I know. You can't look away.
Well, you gotta at least watch a clip. It's hard not to watch. Like, remember when we would watch I think it was in the Workaholics writer's room where they would have like the group fights, like where the UFC teams would fight each other?
Yes. It'd be like the firemen of New York versus like Polish bear wrestlers. Yeah.
And then as soon as one guy on the other team gets knocked out, that means the other team has an advantage.
Yes.
So by the end of the fight, it's four dudes just beating the fucking shit out of a fireman.
Yeah.
It was
awesome. It was great.
Yeah, it was great. What? Yeah, I mean,
because there's strategy to it. You're like, do we just go 2-on-1 right off the bat after this guy?
I stand by that we are at the end of the world, but like,
okay,
it's very entertaining.
Right.
But that's the whole point, is that we're entertained while everything else atrophies.
Yeah, we've distilled everything down to just like, what do people actually want to see? Like, the algorithm has figured out what people actually want to see. They don't want to see
grandmas in bikinis.
Yes.
And people fighting in phone booths.
Oh, dude. The grandmas in bikinis? Who sent that? Was that you?
I think it was
Durs. Yeah, yeah. Durs sent that.
You know who sent it to me? Al. Algorithm.
Okay. Nice, dude. Hey, guess what?
Yes, points!
You got that.
No. See, this is why Durs wins all the points, because it's just silly wordplay.
Well, that's kind of what At Midnight was. It was like...
It's jokes. It's puns. It's for saying a funny thing. Is it puns? Was it all puns?
I think points usually goes towards cleverness, because when we say funny things, we just laugh.
Yeah.
Points is like a sadder, like... And even in the writer's room, when you would say something bad that was kind of clever, you're like, points.
Points.
But you didn't laugh at it. I'm not funny.
Yeah, I think you are, Durs.
What I do is I say things that kind of rhyme and have double entendres.
Yeah. And your brain works faster than Adam and I.
Calculator.
Stupid brains.
Our dumb brains. We're just waiting for the phone booth fighting to start. That's all we're waiting for. We're like, is the phone booth fighting to start?
Adam's big smart plan for his future is to become a woman and enter slap competitions.
But wait. Go back to AI grandmas.
Okay,
please.
Jesus, Durs.
AI grandmas. AI grandmas.
Hold up.
Because what about them?
To me, it just makes me want to reach for a Zoa energy drink.
Crack open a Zoa.
If I'm going to make it through the entire, what do you call it, scroll, like someone's feed. If I'm going to make it through the entire AI grandma and bikini feed, I need a Zoa energy drink.
Caffeine from green coffee and green tea. I did not know that green coffee was a thing.
No, what is that? Does that mean the beans are just a little raw, a little not
diarrhea?
Ripe yet?
I don't know.
I had some green coffee the other day after some Taco Bell, but no point.
That's not
diarrhea.
Pizza, pizza. Yeah, no, but these are good. Zoa. Thank you, Zoa.
Wintry diarrhea.
We represent.
Adding to the end of the world ish.
Sure.
There's two things that have come to my attention. When I'm watching fucking football on the weekends and they play these commercials where they're like,
go Niners.
Hey, did you want to take a picture of your daughter and she's just in front of like your living room? Guess what? You can put her out on like a farm with a unicorn and like all this shit. And I'm like, we're actively just deleting our true existence and adding what we think is better to our surroundings and then sending that out there. And then also the one where it's like, Was no one looking at the photo the right way? Well, you can swipe through and like pick how you want people to look in the picture, even though that moment never happened.
Oh, yeah.
You can create new moments. And I'm like, they think this is like convenience for us to be like, great, now we have a better photo. But it's the beginning of the end of reality.
Well, but it's also just about fooling people on dating apps so they actually have to meet you in person. And then once you're actually there in front of the person, they're like, oh, fuck,
then,
I'll hang out.
And then they're
the
like, well, you don't have like two cute dimples and your teeth are not like perfect and nice.
You're
like,
you need another 4 inches.
you are very short. That's the only thing that you add.
I knew it.
That's the only thing that you add is 4 inches.
Dude.
I don't like you guys telling me to show my tits.
Yeah, everyone's like, you have one dimple. And you have a slight gap. What the fuck out of here?
What the fuck?
Get out of here.
No, but I think that like they're introducing this stuff in like fun, convenient ways that make us go, hey, honey, look, I put you on a farm with a unicorn and your kids love it. But then they grow up in a world going, yeah, I guess I'm not good enough. And neither is our home or our surroundings and our reality. So let's just create everything to be what we want it to be, and nothing's real, and reality's not good enough. And I know I'm like blowing this out of proportion, but it's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
That's the end of the world as we know it.
You know, maybe I don't need another 4 inches. Maybe
I don't know.
4 inches is fine.
You need another 4 inches.
Maybe 4 inches is fine.
That shit's important.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, I was walking through IKEA the other day because I just kind of love it there, and they were like setting up these. You know how like every section is just kind of you're looking in another room that could be your house. This could be the room of your home.
Yeah. Do you ever be like, man, I wish like I could like totally jerk off in here.
Yeah, dude.
I get boners.
Yeah. Or like, or you're with your girl and you're like, we could fuck right now, I bet.
I used to be notorious for IKEA boners.
What?
When I would walk in. I don't know if it was like the nesting pheromones or whatever, but I would walk in.
Maybe
and be
it was
like,
the college, like you're reminded of your college years because that's where all your furniture came from. And you're like,
yeah,
could be.
Hey, yeah, it's a good theory.
Could be.
I'm gonna stick with the nesting pheromones.
I'm trying to figure out why my boy is getting boners in IKEA.
Yeah, but no, that's correct. It's like we've talked about this, like how like when I'm on a plane and it's a little bumpy. We've talked about this before. Right. I get my dick gets rock hard. Or if like I'm in a car and it's a little jiggly, I'm like,
you look over at me.
My dick's going, hey, what's good? You good?
I used to get boners getting off of airplanes. Like as soon as it was like time to get up and off an airplane, I had to be like quick tuck or like, you know,
the fuck?
Just hips back, little cock back.
Yeah, little cock
not,
back.
Not cock,
a little quick
cock
quick adjust.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that doesn't really happen anymore. When was the last boner I had?
Honestly. Pull it out right now. Not pull it out, but pull the memory from your bank right now.
Sure.
Can you remember?
Is that what you meant?
There's no morning boners for you guys.
No,
anymore.
Of course there is.
Yeah, okay.
I was JK.
Oh, of course. Are you kidding?
Of course. Yeah.
Every morning it's like
that. And if there's not, I go on AIGrandmaBikinis.com and
the best part of waking up
is AIGrandma's bikinis.
Hey guys, I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money and gave it a try. It turns out I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I had forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Holy smokes! Thanks to Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Stop wasting money on things you don't use, you frickin' bonehead! Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/important. That's rocketmoney.com/important. rocketmoney.com/ important.
Hey, TII Nation, we know your sex life is important, but that your schedule is also very busy. You don't have time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. But now, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door.
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper.
The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. If ED's getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/this is. That's Hims.com/this is for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/this is. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Also, another thing where I was like, fucking this, it's over. I bought a pair of shoes the other day, found them on like deep discount, was never going to get these, and was like, oh,
okay,
50% off, finally going to pull the trigger. Pulled the trigger.
Congrats.
Got an email. Thank you so much.
Kung-nay!
I waited for like a year. Okay. So wow. I was a good boy. I deserved them.
Yeah, you did.
Got an email today that was like, we actually don't have those in stock. So you're getting a refund and 10% off. Because I was like, this is too good to be true. And it was. And then at the bottom of a thing, it was like, this email was assisted by AI. And I'm like, this isn't even from like a person.
This I'm pissed now.
I feel like those, like, it's not in stock. I never expected them to be like a guy. Like maybe in like 1996, it's a guy. But like nowadays.
No, but it was written like as a person.
I figured it was just automated, like, it's not in stock. We send this thing that says, hey, Anders, so sorry for the inconvenience. Blah.
And that's fine. But it says, it's like, best regards, JJ. And I'm like, first of all, great name for a Muppet show. yeah. But like, then right below that, it's just like, this fulfillment support ticket assisted by AI. And I'm like, don't even say,
yeah, why do they have
sincerely best regards, JJ. Just go, you've been robo-refunded. Then my dick gets hard.
Why do they have to say that? Why do they even have to let you know that it was assisted
because
by AI?
Because it's AI going, nana, nana, boo, boo, bitch. We're taking over.
Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch.
No, I think it is like a law. I think they passed a law saying like you have to know when it's AI and when it isn't.
Okay.
But we haven't told the listeners that we're...
Yeah, Kyle was AI.
Whoa.
That Kyle, his battery ran out.
Yeah.
We had to return that fool.
Dang, the battery was going out so often during tour. Like, yeah. Seeing all the tour photos now that we're back in studio.
Yeah, baby.
Our spare bedroom.
You think a real Kyle could break dance? We wound that motherfucker up.
And then you see Kyle just sitting on like the ends of the chairs, the tops of the chairs, sitting on the floor for some reason, sitting Indian style in the chair.
Producers are backstage just programming shit. Like, hey, what would Kyle do? Okay, we entered into the algorithm. He would sit cross-legged up on the... Yeah.
I gotta find
funny,
the pitch.
Funny sit.
Oh, he was running around. He for sure would be sweating and almost have a heart attack. He takes off one sock. Dude, lift up that skin. There's a goddamn mainframe. It's Terminator Salvation.
Yeah, pick up one of them titties.
You can get titties under that. There's a secret passage.
Happy birthday to Kyle, by the way. He did turn...
He turned 40. He's been saying he's been 40 since he was 36. So literally he turned 36. He's like, happy 40th. And you're like, dude, what you're like 3 years or 3 months younger than me.
Right.
Like you're not 40. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we are. And I'm like, we're not. We're 36.
That's when we found out there's a glitch in the Matrix to his program.
I wonder if he's pumped. I wonder what his first day of 40 is feeling.
Well,
like.
I don't know because he's not on the podcast. He could be eating babies. Mm-hmm. We're not sure exactly what he's doing.
Think he's slurping.
I know what he's doing.
He could be slurping,
swiping AI grandmas.
He could be as a liberal elite working on a big time Hollywood production. What We Do in the Shadows. Yeah. It's possible he's eating babies. We don't know because he's not on the podcast.
Freaking see ya.
That's what he's doing in the shadows.
I wish he was.
I think we said that
so we could tell if he was eating babies or not.
Too bad. I hope he comes back to us. We'll see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see.
Got to get him back from the repair shop.
Do we?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we're crushing it, dude.
Yeah, crushing
it. Maybe we add a new fourth member. Who would be the best new member of the pod if we could get anybody?
No, I think we just keep it three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Trump?
Donald Trump as a fourth. And he was here every week.
Or Junior.
Not Junior. No.
Yeah.
No, Junior's funny.
Dude's got jokes.
No, dude. It's either Donald Trump or Ted Cruz.
Water trash.
Asked Ted Cruz about how fat and ugly his wife is.
Fair enough.
Okay, all right.
I wish you wouldn't say it that way.
I wish you wouldn't say it that way. And I'm like, well, would you endorse me to be the president? Because that's what you kind of did to Trumpy.
You know how people say, like, Ted Cruz, they're like, stop being funny? I saw him, like, tell a joke. This is, like, months or maybe years ago. And people were, like, sending it around, like, giving him a hard time. And I was like, I think you just hate him. I thought it was kind of funny. Like,
yeah.
If you hate him, fuck him. Yes, for sure. But, like, if you just objectively go, it's a guy telling a joke. I was like, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm your friend.
Well, was it like a good joke or was it within a story? Or he was just like, hey, y'all, knock, knock.
It was like, no, it was
I
like
think it was
joke,
a good joke,
right?
And I thought he delivered it pretty well. And like, I think he had like a voice where he did. I don't know. Oh, I thought it was.
He's doing voice comedy. I like it. Okay. All right, Ted.
Yeah. Now the haircut that he's got. Objectively very bizarre.
Like we're Team Ted Cruz over here.
Like when he shaved the side of his head and was just rocking the mullet, I was like,
oh yeah, he went Skrillex. That shit was hard, dude.
I was like, what's on the menu this evening, sir?
Producers, please pull that up because I do not know he did like some
the Skrillex hair.
I did not know he did Skrillex hair.
Bro, he went full on like whatever the alt-right cool dude haircut was for a minute where it's just like
I guess I didn't catch that.
What you, just like mullet?
No, he's no. Like where you like keep it kind of like long and swooped over and
it was
like
almost like
under.
Arcade Fire for a second and then it got it like was. Appropriated mm-hmm. which is my new favorite word
by like 55 year old
senators
fuck it 60 year old
dude he's not I don't think he's 55 I think he's like closer to our age than we think.
No
cruise control.
Yeah. No,
dude,
no
imagine
way.
Imagine Ted Cruz.
How old is
like
Ted Cruz? Dude, he's 36.
No,
no way.
Stop.
He's 53. He's 53.
Stop.
53? Wow. Yeah. He looks good.
Okay, all right. 53.
I think he was having like a fucking moment. Or he was in a hurry.
He's so hot. Why is his wife so fat and ugly?
Oh, okay. What the fuck is this, dude?
Oh, yeah. He should have wrote a little TC in it.
Dude, hey, okay, by the way, I've never really liked Ted Cruz just because I was like, what a bitch. Like, I can't, like, if Trump called my wife like a fat, ugly piece of shit or whatever he said about Ted Cruz's wife, there would be no coming back for me. I would burn my whole career down.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta throw hands.
I'd be like, fuck this guy. I would never endorse him. I'd be like, he is a piece of shit. Vote who you wanted to vote for, but I think he's a piece of shit.
And that's how Trump wins. Mm-hmm.
But now he has this haircut. It makes me go like, well, he is kind of cool. Or do you think this haircut?
It's a total Warriors haircut.
Or do you think he got it like after Trump called his wife like a fat, ugly piece of shit. And then he was like, I'll show him how cool I am. And then went out and went to the barber shop and was like, yo, give me a cool dude haircut. I have to prove that I'm hip and cool.
Shit. I don't know. Maybe that looks like they were shaving his head and then the power went out in Texas.
Right. Yeah. They were like, hey, dude, you got to get back from your vacation. Your entire state is frozen. Yeah. He's like,
oh, shit.
Did I tell you about the one about the Jew, the Gentile, and the Arabian that went into a bar? Not now.
For the people that are just listening, the sides are shaved here. And then from the ear down, long hair. That goes down to here.
Right.
I'm going to come.
Is it like, what's the dude's name? Morgan Wallen? Isn't that like his steez, his haircut?
Yes. I feel like it's Morgan
Wallen. But he's
Wallen.
30, which is great. Or I don't know how old he is, but.
Sure. Yeah. He's a younger guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not 53. He's not 53.
Siri, how old is Morgan Wallen?
Will you stop talking to your AI friend?
He's 30. Oh, shit. Convenience got me.
Yeah, no, he definitely thought he was pulling up the stagecoach with this little side fade and was going to get some fucking runoff Morgan Wallen Pinoche. It's not happening for you, dude.
Kunye.
Yeah.
This guy, it's either he went that way or he told him to give him some fucking Star Wars haircut, because I know this bro is a Star Wars nerd, dude.
Yes, he's deep into it. I think he loves Star Wars and The Simpsons.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, yeah.
Which by the way, everyone's like, ugh. And I'm like, isn't that everyone?
Yeah, everybody kind of likes.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, but
I don't really fuck with Star Wars.
This is the way.
I don't either. But like Gen Pop, they're into it.
Unless they want me in Star Wars. I feel like now it's going to be the thing of like.
Oh, yeah. They should just shove you in R2-D2 and then roll around.
Right. Adam's like, what?
Adam, I didn't
make
see
me the,
you. You're
make
like,
me
yes,
the tin
did.
Man. I'll easy.
Where's the table I chained myself to? Wait, what kind of you're wars like, is this?
Yeah, Adam, you said you're in Star Wars. I didn't see you. You're like, I'm in every episode, dude. I'm R2-D2.
I'm R2-D2. They just spin me around.
It's all AI.
Or I just show up with like a leather skirt and like a chain and a necklace. Right. I'm chained to a table. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's fine. I'll just be right here whenever you want to shoot me.
It would be cool. You know how like Princess Leia became, I don't want to pronounce this wrong, Jabba the Hutt's like slave girl or whatever?
Great ass!
Yes, of course. Yeah. We all know that.
Who can forget?
Iconic, dude. Ted Cruz makes his wife dress as that.
Does he, is he in the shows and does he still have like other, and like, does he just fuck women? Cause isn't he an alien? So like, if you're a hot guy, does he stick that tail up you?
You're talking about Jabba the Hutt?
And I assume the tail is his hog.
So how Jabba the Hutt is actually fucking Princess Leia? Is that the question here?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is the way.
Can he Jabba my butt?
And then also, does he want to fuck men?
Okay. Guess what?
Yes, points!
Why are you walking so funny? Well, he Jabba'd my butt.
Yeah, he Jabba'd my butt.
Wait, I never actually thought of that. You think that Jabba the Hutt like actually did it with Leia?
Wasn't that the whole thing? Why is she half naked?
Yeah, why did they strip her down?
Well, you know, she was like eye candy. He was like,
yeah, but to eye candy so then he could fuck.
That's fucked up. Fuck that movie.
Or do you think it was like a car that he's like washing on Sundays where he's like, beautiful, isn't it? I'm not gonna fuck it. It's a car.
Beautiful.
I don't know that. I don't know that Jabba the Hutt has genitalia. Like, I never thought of him in that way.
He's a biological creature.
No, dude, you lift up one of those folds, and there's a fucking horse cock in there.
Whoa.
A Hutt cock.
So you don't think it's the tail?
No,
I don't think it's the tail. I believe he has a penis underneath his folds.
Mm-hmm. It's science.
You think under Jabba the Hutt's titties it are his dicks?
I don't think it's his titties. He has a belly fold that is covering his. Can we bring up photos of Jabba the Hutt?
Mm-hmm. You know, just look up Jabba the Hutt like porno.
I don't know if there's many folds under the belly. I think he's pretty.
He's pretty lean.
I think he's pretty smooth. He's not as blobby as say Kyle.
Kyle is Jabba. Adam's R2-D2. Star Wars Jabba the Hutt porn video comes up very easily. Do not look at this.
Oh yeah, dude. Well, what's cool about the internet is for sure there's someone that has, as soon as the movie came out, they thought, like,
yeah, we do have a representation where it is his tail for sure.
Looking at this photo, yeah, where would his dick even be? It seems like it's tail. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel good. I don't feel great about it, but I feel somewhat vindicated.
And it does sort of look like a penis head, the very end of his tail. So, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. So maybe that's not even a tail. Maybe he has these little legs he's sitting on, and then that's just kind of his fucking cock laying to the side.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. Man.
No wonder he's such a boss. What if, can somebody listening give Jabba the Hutt Ted Cruz's haircut, please?
You need another 4 inches.
I need a millennial or a Gen Zer who knows Photoshop to make this happen.
Oh my God.
They say that the Hutts are gastropods and they reproduce asexually and do not have the correct genitalia for sexual activities in humans. So,
but he likes looking at Leia naked.
But he does lick her, they say. They say, he made her, forced her to wear revealing clothing, mm-hmm. restraining her, trying to lick her body. All Who things is- that Kyle Newacek does.
You're a monster.
To women.
Yeah, what are we reading Kyle's IMDb?
Nua the Czech. We do this as a job. We unpack things like this.
Job funny.
Who is doing this as like their spare time? Like who's spending their time going
Ted Cruz.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
You know Teddy Cruz.
Ted Cruz writes this shit. Trust me.
Jabba the Cruz.
What weird like back room, like deep Reddit sub blog is Ted Cruz on just creeping? Yeah. You know that guy's just deep internet creeping. Troll status.
He's, mm-hmm. he's a 4chan bro. He's that 4chan guy, man. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I watched that show or that movie Dumb Money. That didn't get enough. I feel like no one talked about that movie and everybody was in
What's
it.
What's that? Huh. I don't even know what that is.
Dumb Money.
Oh, yeah.
It's about the rise of the GameStop stock. Mm-hmm. And it was...
Paul Dano, Seth Rogen.
He's the best.
Seth Rogen was in it. Paul Dano, Pete Davidson, Shailene Woodley. Like, you're like a ton of people that you're like, oh, shit.
I just thought the premise alone just sounded like just I'd rather read it as an article. Like, why the fuck would I want to watch a movie about it?
And did
wait,
you?
Yeah,
I,
wait.
No, and that's how bad the premise is. I think I'd rather.
Oh, yeah, the article.
Like, what articles? What articles?
This too. Okay.
I just read this one about Jabba the Hutt. I just read one about Jabba the Hutt.
No, dude, I read that to you. Okay, you
that was an article that I count as reading this
Blake,
year.
Blake's like hearing talking. Does is reading.
Reading.
It's called reading aloud popcorn. Okay,
Reading Rainbow.
What was it good? What
it was a good movie. But these are your favorite movies, Adam.
Yeah, I do like biography type movies.
Yes, sir.
No. I'm talking about quick, fast money movies. Are your favorite genre?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's my favorite genre. I like
genre
biography genre.
My Hi, John Ra. Good to meet you. Genre. This is my son.
I don't know if that's my favorite genre.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do love Blow. That is my favorite movie. But I love biographies of all sorts. Get Rich. Or
And most biographies are like rising and falling.
Yeah, rising and falling. I do like a rising and falling.
I want a good biography where they're just falling.
I feel like those are out there.
Yeah.
Falling down.
The Wrestler.
Love The Wrestler.
Yeah, and The Wrestler's great.
Love The Wrestler.
But that wasn't a real person. That's not
I'm just an old piece of meat. I think I almost cried during the trailer of The Wrestler.
Yeah, that movie kicks fucking ass.
Dude, Iron Claw. I want to see it. People say it's great. I'm very excited.
I know I'm going to love it.
My boy Zac Efron, our boy, mm-hmm. Zac Efron is in it.
Do you love him?
Looking the most jacked anyone has ever looked. I'm like, Jesus, this guy like put on 30 pounds because he was kind of lean.
I feel like he got outshined by the Yes Chef.
He's buff too.
Everyone's talking about his body and his Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
Well, I think because you knew what was underneath the hood for Zach. You knew that there was some horsepower there.
Oh, yeah.
But Yes Chef, I feel like people were like, what's underneath the hood?
Mm-hmm. I knew what was underneath that hood.
Well, yeah, because you were like, that's me. Why am I not a Calvin Klein model, Blake? I know how your brain works.
He did take one photo that I'm like, oh, I've taken that photo before, but it's just
Of him?
It's just for your dude friends.
Yeah, I've taken that photo of him.
Hey, mentally. Blake, you're not going to get the Calvin Klein ad. Well, you know, let's
right.
Bullshit. I could.
You're not.
Maybe if
you would have,
dude. What if like no. I'm a really hot 50 year old?
No. You couldn't get
no.
Go ahead.
Robert Klein. I don't know. Kevin Klein.
Okie dokie.
No, you're not. I mean, it's not. That one's not. You know. Like, we all got to go, like, where I'm at in my life and career, where, you know, Calvin Klein probably isn't going to knock on the door.
Is there an age limit?
Calvin Broaddus. You couldn't get the Calvin Broaddus ad.
By the way, I'm not going to get it either, but I think your body's a little more taut than mine. Uh-huh. But I do think you can be an underwear model. Let's talk to our friends over at MeUndies.
MeUndies? Sure.
Okay.
And see if MeUndies can do a very, very sexually explicit photo shoot with you, Blake.
Okay.
And we'll be there. We'll cover you in oils. We're not in the photos.
Okay.
We're not in the photos.
Okay.
It's just you. I'm there on oil duty to make sure my boy's all lathered up.
This does seem like a ploy to put oil on Blake.
No, it's not a ploy. It's not a ploy.
Yeah, this is weird. I thought I was taking photos with a photographer. Now I've got all my boys on set spraying me with oil.
All he's saying is that he needs 3 hours before the shoot, if there even is a shoot.
He's got me on a chain like Jabba the Hutt. Yeah.
Listen, I know that you would be uncomfortable with anyone else rubbing your body down with oils. And all I'm saying is I would be there. And by the way, this is my idea to get. So shouldn't I get the spoils?
I forgot about Adam and his spoils. Adam has to have his spoils. No matter what.
Yeah, they and we're looking over your contract, Blake, and it says here that Adam gets the
dude,
spoils.
It was my idea. I set it all up. You didn't even this wasn't even your dream. I made this happen for you.
It's true.
Okay.
Should I not get my spoils?
Dude, Adam and his spoils on the tour, I can't even get into it. Overwhelming. I've never seen spoils like this in my life.
Yeah, my God, man.
Your boy needs some spoils.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I want to drop this. I put the link in the chat, but I want to drop this specific picture.
I'm not clicking that big ass link.
Please click it. Please click it. That's just the specific photo I'm talking about.
Here's a question that I know we don't know the answer to. Why are some links all cute and perfect? And you're like, yeah, click, easy. Mm-hmm. And then you send a link. On like an email or a text to somebody, and you're like, here, click on this link. And then it's just like, Right. Like 40 lines down, you're like, "Why? What, you can't shorten this link?"
And when you when you're the person who sends that, you're so embarrassed.
Yeah, you're like, oh, "I'm an asshole."
Because it's not like clean. I think they what do they call them? Quick links.
Yeah, I have to delete them immediately because I'm so ashamed.
Right.
Okay. By the way, it said that it's a redirect notice. You sent us a link. It doesn't even work, Blake.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha, bitch.
I didn't. Wait a second. It's just that guy's huge dick over the bed.
Gotcha, bitch. Oh, no.
Okay. The bear star Jeremy Allen White smolders in shirtless Calvin mm-hmm. Klein.
Yes, chef?
Yeah. Okay.
Uh huh. But this specific picture, I feel like this is my vibe, where he's kind of like laying down.
Who is pulling? Oh, I thought you were saying where he's pulling the underwear down, and you see like the top cock.
No.
That's
no, not the top cock.
Dude,
I'm not trying to.
Is it the top cock or his muff?
I don't want to show either of those things.
No, you're not seeing any hairs.
Oh, pubic mound.
You're seeing a pubic mound. He's really kept it real tight.
Speaking of spoils,
which Blake, as part of my spoils, I'm going to need you to take this photo, homie.
I'm going to come.
Oh boy.
Yeah, Blake, we gotta go and take a lot of photos of you like this for a MeUndies campaign.
Okay.
Why not?
Also, we're throwing it out there to whoever knows how to do Photoshop. Make just AI this shit for us. Blake Anderson, Calvin Klein, pubic mound.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
reveal.
But
say pubic mound Ted Cruz haircut.
See, and this is another
with Jubba the hot tail.
Anders, this is another way that AI is taking people's jobs.
Yeah, because, comedy too.
Because there's a photographer, there's a lighting person, there's a crafty, there's me. That's
true. There's no oil involved.
There's me rubbing oil. Like, there's a lot of people's jobs that you're kind of just cutting out here with the AI talk.
No, I'm so sorry. You're right. Yeah. I got to talk. If I talk the talk, I got to walk the walk.
You got to write the spoils into the contract, man. It's huge.
Yeah, there's no spoils with AI, and that's one of the reasons that AI sucks.
I wonder if you typed in, give me a visual representation of spoils to AI. Mm. It couldn't do it. It couldn't do it. It's like War Games. It would fucking melt down.
What it would be like food spoiling. Yeah. And it'd be like gross.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
When I think of spoils, I don't think gross.
You think it would be like,
I don't think gross.
I'm going to come.
It'd be like old food on the back of a Lamborghini, like, like providing downward force and also revealing the end of a movie.
Oh, okay.
In the license plate name.
I believe so. Like the two links you sent, one was a redirect and the other, I clicked on it. It says potential security issue detected.
I know.
Like, come
not
on.
Doing
come
it.
Come on, homie.
I'm not doing it.
Come on, homie.
Just click
this
it.
This guy was ready to oil you down.
You don't trust me?
By the way, I found the photos that I want you to take, and it's a lot of you peeling your underwear off while we're on the roof of a building.
Peel one off.
I like that. I'm supposed to be shooting an underwear ad, but Adam has them off my body immediately.
Yeah.
No, that's what, because you're looking at it as if you're a horny girl and Blake Anderson is on a rooftop and you're seeing him just toying. He's toying with his undies up there.
And we know, it's been established, we know chicks.
We know chicks.
You need another 4 inches.
And they're rubbing one out because they look down and they see Blake Anderson on this rooftop and his chubby little friend oily and glistening his body up with oils.
Is that what, the guy's on a rooftop doing this?
Yeah, he's on a rooftop.
Is that okay? Is that allowed?
Yeah, I think he was harnessed.
Yeah, it's allowed. It's allowed. It's Calvin Klein. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the joke I told in one city where I was like, there's three guys on the roof of the Sears Tower and they've all got their dicks over the edge.
That's a really good one. That's a really good one.
Do you think he told that joke on set?
I think that was the one Ted Cruz told.
Can't I finish?
What was that joke? What was that joke? I don't remember.
It's a really good one.
It was like, this is like my quintessential go-to I'm a 10-year-old joke where it's like,
can't I finish?
There's three guys with like the longest dicks in the world and they're standing on the roof of the Sears Tower.
That's us.
That's us.
That's us.
Sorry, let me rephrase it. Me and you dudes are on top of the Sears Tower with our dicks hanging over the edge.
Yeah. Now you're talking. Yeah.
Blake whips us down. It goes down to the 50th floor. Holy shit.
God.
It's like 30 stories long.
That's a big old cock. That's a big old cock.
You're a monster.
That's really big. Adam. steps up, yep. unfurls his junk. It goes
down
to the 11th floor.
That's, out of your senses. That's a bigger cock. 49 floors bigger.
You guys look back at me, and then I'm running around, and you're like, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, boy.
Durs, because you guys say that.
Yep.
And I go, me? I'm dodging traffic. Because my dick is so long, it goes down to the street.
Yeah, dude. That's so fucking cool.
And when I was 10 years old and I told this joke,
I was grounded.
Yeah. I was the Ted Cruz of the playground, man.
Yeah, dude. Immediately, you got cruised.
Everybody loved me.
You were put on cruise control.
Damn. You said that at school?
Hey, you were put on cruise control.
Oh, yeah. I got points coming. Sorry. Sorry, dude. Sorry.
Yes, points!
Dude,
you said that at school. Did you get in trouble?
Well, he's not saying in front of the teacher.
I didn't stand in front of the class and go, actually, it's my time.
Because I remember being at school, and you remember that part in Ace Ventura where he's like pushes the eagle, and the eagle's like, oh, yeah, blow me.
Oh, yeah.
I said that to my teacher because I didn't know what blow me meant.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So you and Adam both sexual advances towards your educators.
Well, I didn't know any better.
Absolutely. Yeah, couldn't be in a classroom alone with me.
And how about the first punch that Jim Carrey throws at the eagle?
Yeah.
To like start the combination off, it's like a long, like
comes out of nowhere.
But it comes out of nowhere. Then he leans in with the fucking follow up.
Yeah.
I always remember being like, when you do it like that.
Yeah. He punched the fuck out of that mascot.
And what is this in? What movie?
End of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Mm-hmm. When he's like sitting there and like a bird, like the guy, the mascot for the other team, the Eagles, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh.
He like bumps into him and says like, fuck off.
That's right.
Spoiler alert. He just saved Snowflake.
That's right. That is correct.
Almost said Starfish.
Yeah, spoils.
I got to rewatch. I feel like that'd be a good, I don't know. Would it be a good rewatch, or would you watch it now and be like, this was comedy of a time? Or would it be like, this is a warm, cozy blanket? And I love being underneath it.
I think there's a couple variables in it that it is probably a little dated. Mm-hmm. Also, you know Jim Carrey's tricks now. I would even go so far as to say, you know every fucking moment of that movie by heart, right?
Alrighty then.
But I bet if I played that for my 10-year-old, he might lose his mind. I just think the commitment level of that movie is like Oscar.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Snubbed again.
I love the story of how he was telling people on In Living Color that he was writing a movie about a pet detective. And everyone was like, that is so dumb.
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
You are so dumb.
Yeah. I mean, because
you are so dumb.
You don't know, but you also don't know that he's going to go all the to the absolute brink of insanity.
Yeah.
Filming every scene.
Yeah.
And leaving nothing on the table. I mean, the commitment level is undeniable.
And it starts off with a bang. The whole UPS like sequence is off the fucking
You're
chain.
Laughing so hard at a dude with a fucking box walking.
Yeah, I was just like kicking it down the street. So good.
Here's Snowflake.
What did I see? I think my buddy Tony Cavallaro, who plays Keith on The Righteous Gemstones, just posted today about like a guy walking. He was wearing a black trench coat and he was walking like the Jim Carrey head on each side. And then he turns around and like does the eyebrow and like whips his head around and is walking. But then there's no mention of Jim Carrey. It's like this guy's just doing this walk. And I'm like, he's not saying like Jim Carrey or like nothing else about this guy is. It was like when you're walking out of, I forget exactly what it is, but you're walking out of a restaurant like this or something. Mm-hmm. And
I love that hashtag.
I was a little bit like,
yeah, I'm on that hashtag a lot.
Hashtag
walking out.
When you're walking out of a restaurant having eaten,
dude. Yeah. But you know what I mean. I was just like, oh, yes. Jim Carrey. Like he
got
changed.
He got that Red Robin walk.
He changed everything.
So basically a guy rips him off without any homage.
Yeah, no homage.
No homage. And the fact that he's just changed the way people walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I walk that way.
Like, I feel like people's whole personalities change.
Oh, right.
And by the way, I just want to say, having watched the Emmys the other day with the, like, to be remembered section, Mr. Shickadance, we lost him this past year.
I missed that part. Who's Mr. Shickadance?
Ventura.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Such a legend.
Dude, I realized that my wife, we like use her old Hulu account as like our Hulu account now. She doesn't pay for a premium Hulu, so we couldn't watch the Emmys, dude. I was so disappointed. I'm like, what? Because
you guys don't watch, you guys don't get like TV. Like, you're not getting your cable through Hulu.
Yeah. So you have to buy the premium Hulu in order to watch the live shit.
Yeah.
And she hadn't done that. And I was so salty. I'm like, we have to have, like,
TV used to be channels.
Yeah. I mean, totally. Wow, I feel like an old man. I'm like, I can't, there's no way I can watch the Emmys right now.
And she's like, you can watch it in stories tomorrow in entirety.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah,
just follow along on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's better that way.
It's better kind of crazy. That way.
It is hard to navigate these channels.
Yeah. And, shout out to Mr. Shickadance.
Who's Mr. Shickadance again?
What else was he in?
He's the guy who comes up behind him and is like, Ventura. And he's like, yes, Satan? Oh,
yeah.
Mr. Shickadance.
What else was he in?
I want to say he was in like The Godfather or something like that. I want to say he was like in mob movies from back in the day.
Imagine you
were
cast in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Mulder.
And you do not know Jim Carrey.
Right.
Sure.
He's just a comic. He's on In Living Color. But you didn't catch it. There's no.
He did One Spitten. It hasn't come out yet, I don't think.
Yeah. Maybe One Spitten was kind of a nothing movie.
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Earth Girls Are Easy. He was in a Clint Eastwood movie as the bad guy.
You have no idea who this guy is.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
And then he shows up and he's doing that. Are you a little bit like, okay.
Oh, God.
What did I get myself into here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you for sure are. Imagine you're casting a movie now, and then somebody, Jim Carrey doesn't exist, and then a young Jim Carrey is doing that. You would be like, you'd call your agent and be like, hey, I don't know.
You're like, it's just a check.
It would be like being cast in like the Fred Figglehorn movie or something, like one of those YouTube guys, and you're like, oh my God, what's happening here?
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know.
Who's Fred Figglehorn?
you don't know. But and Blake just sent a link to the guy.
No, that was Todd.
The guy's name is Mark Margolis,
mm-hmm.
and he was also in Breaking Bad.
Yes.
He was like the dude who had like the oxygen tank, who couldn't talk because he was like, I don't know, I can't remember what happened to him, but the acting through the like just can't talk with the eyes, I was like, Shickadance is killing it right now.
Shickadance.
And we've covered how perfect the casting in Ace Ventura is.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy, yeah.
He was
that's
in Scarface.
Right.
Yeah. Scarface. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's right. This guy, he was also in Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad and Scarface, Rec Room for a Dream.
Rec Room for a Dream. Come on here. Dude. Have fun. Rec Room. Have a dream. This is the room for that.
Come on, man.
It's all about a man cave.
Rec Room for the Dream.
It's this man cave where all this dad's friends come over and all their dreams come true. They're like, dude, he got this new chair in his man cave.
That's the show. That's the show.
Yeah, I read Rec Room for a Dream. Really?
Yep. Rec Room.
Really?
That was a really dark, disturbing,
poignant.
Highly acclaimed movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Huh.
If that's what you're telling me.
Yeah, I guess you took it that way. But
I don't know.
I appreciate that.
Just thought it was kind of a guy's movie. Yeah. Really?
Rec Room for a Dream.
Really?
Rec Room for a Dream. Yeah, me and my buddies wrote it together.
Rec Group for a Dream. Yeah. Yeah. We just wrote it together one afternoon.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is what I love about being an actor or actors' careers.
Uh-huh. Eating
is
babies. When you,
Hollywood.
When you watch somebody, I have high appreciation for somebody who's really good in something that might be bad or really good in something that and you've never seen them before. And you're like, where'd they find this guy? And then you just go back 20, 30 years and you go, oh, they were the star of this movie. They were like a regular actor.
They've had a career for 20 years.
Huge career. And I'm an idiot. Yeah. It's always good. I love that shit.
Well, that's cool. It's because you like just, you know, everybody has their lanes that they watch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when you go out and you're at a restaurant or something.
The people always shout.
And then, like, maybe no one recognizes you except for one person is, like, freaking out because they watched Workaholics or whatever.
Right, right.
You know, that's...
Wake up!
And I feel like a lot of actors have that same thing where they're, like, they were on a show that ran that a certain sect of people loved. Mm-hmm. And then, right. You know...
And I always like that.
Hello.
But the Gen Pop is like... Ew.
I like that until the person goes, "You don't know who this is?" And then I'm like, it's okay. It's fine.
Hello, Newman.
And then like, fine. What else have you been in? And you're like on the spot. So you're like,
Rec Room for a Dream.
Rec Room for a Dream.
Really? That was pretty dark, pretty heavy. Highly acclaimed.
Yeah.
I was in, I was in This Ain't Ghostbusters. what else?
I was in This Ain't Ghostbusters.
Frankenstein.
Who are you in This Ain't in Ghostbusters? No, in This Ain't Ghostbusters,
I was Ghostbusters.
Slimer.
I was Slimer.
I was Slimer.
I was Slimer.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I was Peter Yankman.
Oh yeah, baby. He gone.
Too dumb.
And this is my partner Ray stands over women's and peas. Women and peas.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Zoa Energy, for giving us the energy to get through this podcast without the crash. Zoa Energy.
And this is Winston Jizzamore.
It's that green coffee, baby.
Give me Jacked and Juicy. Any take backs, any apologies, any epic slams or giveaways? I'd like to epic slam Kyle for having no respect for the podcast. Doesn't care about the fans.
Mm-hmm. Freaky see ya.
And I think he despises the fans, in fact. Mm-hmm. So, and he's not here to say that he doesn't. So,
So you epically slammed him. I would like to apologize to our fans for Kyle's behavior. Mm-hmm. As far as we know, he's in Canada eating babies.
Eat babies. We're not sure exactly. We can't say he isn't because he is not here on the pod. So,
So sorry, guys.
I'm going to apologize once again for thinking Sinbad was dead. That's going to haunt me for the rest of his life.
Yeah. That. No flowers to him.
Never.
No.
Never would.
Nope.
And even though pretty mad at Kyle, not going to give him flowers.
Yeah, that's big.
No, I wouldn't flowers crazy. About it. No, yeah, we're not going to give him flowers about it.
No.
Because I do love the guy. Wish he was here.
Yeah, I wish I was sharing a Zoa energy with
wish
the guy.
I was no, slurping like down a Zoa. Although he gave up caffeine, so.
Mm-hmm. Hey, those are the spoils. Free Zoa, those are some of the spoils.
Spoils of the pie.
Hey, I'll see you guys next week. I'm going to enjoy my spoils. Zoa energy.
Any take backs, any spoils?
I got a spoil right here, baby.
By the way, MeUndies, that's a good idea.
I agree.
And that was another episode
of This is
Important.
Freaky, see ya.
All righty then.
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.